Alrighty. Good evening, everyone. This is W2TGT. My name is Gordon. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. We'll use the call sign of K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, or K2 BAR, this evening. Club call sign of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Any operator is welcome to participate as long as they have privileges to operate in the 2-meter amateur band. We hope that you will join us, whether or not you have a question, whether or not you're a member, or whether or not you have a comment. We'd like you to check in just so we know that you're there. We'll use your presence as a guide as to some of our topic selection tonight. Alrighty. Very, very good. I guess the next thing is to get rocking with the check-in process. Process is a little different than other nets. Call in with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether or not you have a question or a comment, or, as they say, none of the above. So hopefully you'll do that, and we'll have a nice orderly net. So, orderly and interesting, I would say. So, on that basis, let's start with call signs beginning with alpha. Any call sign, any amateur with a call sign beginning with the letter A or alpha, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment for the men, please call K2BAR. Okie dokie, nothing heard. We'll next go to call signs beginning in November. So, stations with call signs beginning with November, please call KGBAR. You call sign your name, whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
N3CRT, Charlie, no questions for now.
Hi, Charlie. All right. Hey, nice strong signal, too, by the way. All righty. And the other November stations, please call KGBAR. All righty, let's go to the Whiskey station. Any station with a call sign beginning with the letter W, please call K2BAR.
This is W2JEK Don with a comment.
Good evening, Don. Your comment is so noted, and we'll add that to the list of fun that we'll embark on shortly. And let's see, any other Whiskey station? Alrighty, no Whiskey stations this time. Alright, let's try something new and different. Let's try the Kilo Alpha. Anybody with a Kilo Alpha, please call KTBR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above, for the minute. Kilo Bravo. Kilo Charlie.
This is Gordon, your audio is sort of diminished. Are you speaking very low? No technical questions at this time.
Listen, I have at least 3 KC2s. I got Peter. KC2QIM, is my audio still low?
It's a little louder when you get a little closer to the mic or you raise your voice, but it's sort of like a very mellow.
Oh, I'm real mellow. I was really tired. I was actually thinking about nodding off at the end of the first period of the Detroit-Pittsburgh game, but my sense of duty prevailed. Instead of taking a nap between periods and watching the second period, I waddled myself upstairs. So anyway, so good evening, Peter. Thank you for your point of information. That's always good to get. And let's see, who is the other KC2?
KC2 UWV, Denver. No questions, no comments.
KC2 BYB, no questions, no comments. Richard.
Any other KC2s?
KC2QGL, Vince, no questions, no comments.
KC2PYB, Richard, no questions, no comments.
Port, and the other KC2s.
Richard doubled with you, KC2PYB.
I'm sorry, Richard, good evening. Hey, Richard, do you have any questions or comments for the net?
There are no questions or comments.
Okie doke, no problem. Any other KC2s? Okay, any other, actually, any kilos of any kind, please call KCBAL.
K2DSL, David, no question.
Okay, I got two. K2ZO first. Jim, good evening. K2DSL, David. Jim, do you have any questions for the net or comments? Yeah, I'm wondering if you're on a handy talk with your batteries dying because you're noisy and your audio is low, Jim. I think you said you do have a comment, so I've noted that. David?
No questions or comments right now.
Okay, very good. Any other K2s? Okay, any other call sign, anybody we might have missed, anybody who came in late, anybody who just likes being at the end? Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above.
WE2R, Charlie, no questions or comments.
Good evening, Charlie. Okay, very good. Anybody else?
KC2W2. I'm not sure if I doubled before, because I think I doubled twice, but I'm not sure. But Denver, no comments, no questions.
Yeah, I got you, Denver. No problem. Good evening to you, sir. KC2UWB, I got you in there. Any other stations calling in?
Did the repeater shut down?
Right on you. Let's see, I have... Don with a comment, Jim with a comment, I have one as well for tonight. No questions so far. Are there any other check-ins after we got Denver in? Okay, apologize for that. Okay, so Don, over to you, W2JEK, for your comment, sir.
K2BAR and the net, W2JEK, good evening, everybody. And this is a recap on the thing we had last week at we might think it was an over-the-horizon radar that we were listening to on 40 meters. It's back again tonight, believe it or not. And last week, we heard it, and Pete put it on over the repeater so we could hear it. And the next day, I called ARRL, and they had also had another complaint to the technical information service over there about it, and doing it, and... the phone there, Chuck, I don't know what it's called. And so they have referred it to the FCC. One thing I noted that the next day was also a note on the news broadcast on the internet there that the North Koreans had launched another missile. So maybe that's what they're looking for, that thing. And I did a Google on Intruder Watch, and I went to a Canadian site and described some of this stuff, and they have, the Chinese have been using 40 and 80 meters, the British have been using 20 meters, 17 meters, and I think 15 meters, over in a location in Cyprus, for them, I don't know the location in China, and using ham band. That's about where it's at right now. Again, it's on tonight, and it's not the same disposition as it was last week. But let everybody know, I think it's probably what this is
over the horizon radar. And we'll have to just keep our ears open and see what happens. At any rate, with that fact in that, W2JK.
Yeah, Don, I'm a little better set up tonight for that than I was last week. Can you refresh us on the frequency?
7015, 7030, and there's a couple other stations. I think it's probably up around 7045 again, so 40 meter band.
KC2QIM comment of follow-on. Yeah, it's really weird, but I actually the other night heard the same sound spinning across the broadcast band.
Can you say the AM broadcast band?
The AM broadcast band, I heard the same sort of sound, that whatever it was, going across the broadcast band. Maybe it's not the same thing, but it sounded, I swore, like the same sound we were hearing. And when I first looked at it on my scope last week when we checked it out, it was peaking at 15, 30, and 45, as Don just pointed out. And those were the peak points in the transmission. But it's not unusual that they're using different bands for the same kind of signature. It's sort of weird. I mean, I don't have enough experience in the radio world to hear what's one thing from the next, but it's disconcerting when we see our ham bands being used indiscriminately.
Oh, it's not indiscriminate. It's quite deliberate and for a purpose. You know, people are trying to track down some solid radars, you know, to understand why that might be, right?
I mean, for the horizon radar, for basically to see ships on the ocean beyond the horizon, right?
I misspoke. I said radars. I meant rockets. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't know if they were meant to find the rockets or ships. But my guess is it's probably rockets, not ships, yeah?
No, rocket ships. the other thing is, you know, one of the current QST, there's talk about, you know, the utilization of certain frequencies for over the horizon radar systems. And that AWRL, I mean, it's part of, like, I think the ITU discussions that are about to come up, something to that effect, where, you know, ham bands are being positioned potentially by other governments to use. And, I mean, if something like this continues to persist, then we lose spectrum in our bands, unfortunately, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Well, in certain places, the military is going to do what they got to do, where they got to do it, in order to get the maximum effectiveness for what it is that they're doing. That's their thing for it, you know. They don't want to. They're not looking to compromise for good reason. So it's a dicey matter, to say the least. But, yep. I don't know if those are U.S.-based radars or British-based radars or, heaven forbid, Korean-based radars. You know, I'd like someone to quiet, you know, to just not rattle up too quickly, but I actually want to put that in the log for this net so we have it for next time. What are those frequencies again?
70, 15, 30, and 45. They're just spreading out and peaking at each of those points.
On a 15 kilohertz raster, and was there a 20 meter frequency?
Maybe Don knows. I only know about the 40 because I came a little late, and everybody said that's where it was. And when I saw it on my screen, that's what it looked like.
W2JK, you want to comment? Or KGBR, you want to comment?
Yes. W2JK, yeah, back in March 31st, when we first heard this, it was 14009, it was also on 14015 to 20, and 14028 to 32, and 14042 to 14045, sounds like it's just the same place in the band. It's just up with frequency in the 20-meter band instead of the 40-meter band. We heard it at that time. But one of the other days we went after that, it was not heard on the 1st of April or the 3rd of April. It's one of those things, I guess, when they have word that one of these things is going to be launched, maybe they put the thing on and they'll start looking for it to see where it's going or how far it's going to get an idea what the capabilities of this thing are. I guess that's basically what they're trying to do, is find out how far this rocket's going to be capable of going once it gets up in the air. Probably why they're using something like this. Back to that W2J.
Yeah, I think you may have a point there. All right. Well, I just gave 20 meters a quick sweep. I don't hear much. A couple of CW ops in the low end. That's about it. Next time I'll get up and switch antennas and check 40. Peter, are you still hearing it on 40?
I'm just turning the rig on to tune now. I'll take a look. Yeah, I'm copying it. I'm seeing it too. Trying to isolate the peaks. This is KC2QYM. I'll let you know. Here's what it sounds like. It sounds like a drip coffee percolator.
Well, yeah, I remember the sound. That was pretty distinctive. All right. Well, we'll go from there.
I'm just trying to figure out throughout the CW signals and the other signals on the band where the peak points are. I'll monitor and give you a report in a second. Yeah, and it sweeps. It sweeps between, I'm at 7015 right now, and one of the peaks is hitting there. And then lower than 7015, the sweep stops. That's the, it doesn't go any lower than 7015, and then I'm tuning up from 7015, and then I'm hitting another peak at about 30. It's at 30 again, and then to 45. And after 45, let me go up to 45. After 45, it trims off. So it's running between 7015 and 7045.
Okay, very fine. Alrighty. Anybody else have any comments about this mysterious noise? Well, let's see. Let's just make sure that our good friends the Koreans don't get too cranky. By the way, they're doing all this to celebrate the designation of a 25-year-old overweight, heart condition plagued, and I guess also someone with diabetes, a young man who was educated in Switzerland, who's apparently the dear leader's youngest son. So I don't know. I can't imagine the general keeping this guy around very much longer after his father, buys the farm. But that would just be me. Anyway. Let's see. Anybody else with comments, just call me to the air. Okay, well, thank you for that report, Don, about the conversation with Chuck up at the league, and that they passed it on to the appropriate folks. All right. At this point, let's see what K2ZO has to say. This is K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR. This is K2ZO. With a new battery. Am I okay now?
Your audio's a little light, but you're good.
Alright, I'll talk a little bit harder into it. At the meeting on Sunday, I'm going to talk a little bit about off-center fed antennas and why you would choose to use something like that. And then there are some reasons where, for multiband use, it's a good idea. And also, I'm going to demonstrate the use of an off-center fed feed system for a very simple throw-in-your-pocket wire-type antenna, like a 6-meter beam, that eliminates the need for all kinds of matching sections and stuff like that by merely tapping down on the element, on the driven element further out. You can find a point where it's 50 ohms in a very unique little way of feeding it. So I think everybody will get a big kick out of that. I think we're going to try to build up a couple of demos to see how it works. And that's about it. Back to that. This is K2ZO.
Okay. If you make up one for 6 meters, do you want me to bring a 6-meter rig with a battery so we can actually run it right inside?
I don't think we'll have a chance to do it because I'm just going to demonstrate the elements that will be rolled up. Normally what you do is just tie them up with a piece of string or something. But what I really want to demonstrate is the fact that you can do it, and I want to show the physical construction of it. So we'll have a pass around to do that and see what happens. But we won't need to put it on the air until another time.
KC2RSF.
Station again, your call, please.
Kilo Charlie 2, Romeo Sierra Foxtrot. The name is Tom, in a mobile in the county of Monmouth, Sandy Hook National Park Service, in Highlands, New Jersey. Copy.
Yeah, Tom, no problem. KC2. I think it says RSF, Radio Sierra Foxtrot. Good evening. Welcome to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Did you have a comment?
No, sir. I was just going through the channels and I low locked on and it comes up for Rammus. I didn't think you could copy me on my radio, but I guess I am making the trip. I am looking over the water, so I'm sure that's helping me considerably. Is this the Prince repeater open?
Well, it's the right repeater. It's the wrong system. So the right system, wrong repeater. We have two repeaters, one in Paramus and one in Franklin Lakes. And right now we're on the Franklin Lakes machine, which is a little more inland. But either way, you'd be making it from Atlantic Highlands. It's no problem. So good evening to you.
Okay, I'm not going to hold up your cue. So is it the same frequency for both repeaters over?
Yeah, it's either one or the other. Right now, Paramus is turned off.
Yeah, I know where Franklin Lake is as well. I'm originally from Bergen, Washington County. All right, sir, listen, thank you so much for acknowledging me, and I apologize to your net technical member interrupting you. KC2RSF, play 73 guys, I'm saying good spirits, and especially good health. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Jim, that sounds exciting. That really, really does. I think that's really kind of cool. Is the kind of antenna you're going to demonstrate this Sunday, Jim, at the meeting. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And just kind of curious if you want to add any more comments, or you want to solicit some comments, etc.
No other comments on it. But I think it will be fun to put together a couple of these things, maybe for 10 meters and 6 meters, and see how they work. But the idea of it is very nice in to be able to get away from having to come up with some kind of a matching system, which of course is the ban of all little lightweight beams. So if you're going to be able to just go up there and tap it at a 50 ohm point, that'll make it work. So it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm wondering if your construction style is similar to that of a J-pole.
Yes, flexible wires and stuff like that that you would either tie up in a horizontal position or tape to a fiberglass bamboo pole or a PVC or whatever.
But, you know, if you were making it, say, an HF version, you would probably just use a string, a rope, and then tie them off from the center out to other trees, you know, so you'd have a beam. And, of course, the 6-meter one, well, you might be able to just take a little piece of PVC and just leave these elements on it, or even a piece of fishbowl blank or something like that.
That sounds great. So it's like Cheap Yagi's gone to wire. Very good. My guess is it's 2-1 Pittsburgh at this time. I'm not watching the television, but my son is howling with great pleasure from downstairs. So KC2VBS is trying to give me an argument for not feeding him. Anyway, such is life. I'm just teasing. Anyway, it's very humorous around here, to say the least. Alrighty, anybody else have comments for Jim? Alrighty, well, with that in mind, I've got one announcement and one comment. I'll make the comment first. It was yesterday. I was at a scouting function with some of the more moderate-sized orange boxes, not the really large ones, but the ones that are like steroidal ammo boxes, but not huge. And several people were just wanted the boxes. It was really kind of amusing. I was trying to demonstrate something else, and that got a lot of attention. So the orange boxes did their job. They got attention. What I'm looking for, and there'll be several people around being asked, is if there is interest in hosting a JOTA station here in Bergen County at one or more locations on the third full weekend, especially the Saturday of October. I know Phil had done that in the past, speaking of which, Phil just sent out the Barra Bulletin to the distribution, so during the net, your Barra Bulletin has arrived. And I'm just kind of curious if there might be interest on anybody's part to run a JOTA station. It has to be done in a public place. It has to be done with other things in place as well. There's some guidelines to how one must be run. But fundamentally, it's, in a public place, operate a station and entertain Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts who might come by. And I would try to set up appointments for you to come by as well, so that they're not all descending on the station at once, and kind of give them scheduled opportunities, not just be there wondering whether or not anyone's going to show up. So we're trying to do a little more of a coordinated effort, not just be there, prospectively, but be there with appointments by compacts, Boy Scout troops, Girl Scout troops, et cetera, venturers and things like that, to be there. The goal is to have them spread around the council in various local communities in the four northeastern counties of New Jersey, and have those set up. I know I will actually be participating in one at Camp Hope up in Passaic County, but that's because I'm going to be there as part of another scout function, so we'll be doing it there. But we're looking, and I have somebody in Irvington who wants to run one, so that's another good start. So that's kind of what we're looking for. If anyone's interested, let me know. Jamboree on the Air is a lot of fun, and as we know, there are a lot of young people getting involved in amateur radio these days, and we got to keep them busy and interested. So any questions about Jamboree on the Air? Anybody have past experience with it and want to recount their stories, or any questions about how to run one, et cetera, please call K2BAR. Station again.
Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Golf Planet.
Okay. KC2S Jeff. Boy, you're so noisy, but a little bit better. Are you checking in? Do you have a comment?
Both. Are you saying this is station? I get on the air?
No, the idea would be to host a station. And, certainly we could use, folks on the air
to make sure that other stations had someone guaranteed to talk to. I mean, it could be on HF, it doesn't have to be. It could be on 2 meters as well. So, yeah, sure, Rachel, that would be fine. Now, you're not making it, but I've checked you into the net, but, we'll come back. Anybody else? Please call KTBR.
K2AMI, sort of checking in, but also asking, I missed the date of the Jamboree on the Air. What date is it?
Jamboree on the Air is always the third full weekend in October.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering what's happening around that time, but you got a little while to organize it, so keep mentioning it, and maybe we'll be able to get something together. Not me, but some of the guys, okay?
Well, again, I think to make it worth everybody's while, I think, you know, someone has to be willing, or a set of someone actually has to be willing to set up a station in a public place and have appointments for units to come visit. I think that's the key way to do this. They would come with their unit leaders, that way there'd be no supervisory questions or issues. It becomes the responsibility of their leaders to manage it. It's a public place. You don't have to worry about, you know, any proprietary issues, etc. And I think it would just be an easy way of doing it. And if no one signs up, then you don't have to run the station. You can get on the air anyway. You know, work other Jamboree on the air stations, which is also fun. So that's kind of where that's the possibility, how it goes. Alrighty. And you know, Peter commented at the beginning of that that my voice is very low, and it really is. I'm just kind of tired. It's been real busy. Alrighty. Speaking of which, in 2 weeks, I will not be here. I will be in Decatur, Georgia, just east of Hotlanta, and taking some mandatory corporate training that arose on my calendar just yesterday, or the day before, actually. And so we are appropriately enrolled. I will be in Hotlanta for that week. And so, we will definitely need coverage for this net the week between the VHM contest and the week after. So, such is life. I apologize if I can't cover for anybody else that week. Anyway, any other comments about this? Then we'll look for more questions. Alrighty. Any other stations wishing to come in with new topics or check in, anybody who hasn't checked in wants to join in, please call K2BAR. Well, I'm not hearing any more questions. So just a reminder to everybody that Barra is meeting on Sunday at the Red Cross Building in Ridgewood on Godwin Avenue. And it's right next to the Whole Foods, if you know where that is. And we gather about 7 o'clock. And meeting is called to order about 7:45. We have this delightful presentation about the off-center fed antenna for Mr. Jim. And I think it'll be a delightful evening. By the way, one other small thing, I think, if I may. Sunday we have a bike ride. We're going to be meeting at Bergen Community College. Talk-in will be on 7-9. We'll not be using 7-9 for the event. But if you want to be there around 7:30 at the latest to come and participate in supervising the Bergen County ride, you will be well fed, although I bring some water and stuff and snacks for the morning. But you'll be well fed come noontime, and you'll be probably home by 1. Or thereabouts, and be able to do your honeydews, your chores, whatever, and head off to the Barra meeting by about 6 o'clock for the 7 o'clock gathering and the 7:45 meeting. I think it'll be delightful. One more go around. Anybody else? New topics or check-ins, etc. Questions, comments, confusions? Please call K2BAR.
still accept volunteer police as well.
Office is covered for you in your absence. W2CAI.
Okay, there were two stations. Tom, good evening. And your comment was that if Noel doesn't volunteer, you're going to volunteer to cover it?
Affirmative.
Okay, it's week after next. So try to be in there next week, and I'll remind you about the week after, and we'll go from there. Thank you very much. Who was the other station?
Hey, this is KC2QAM, Peter. I have a quick question. It's more of a refresher for me. I have about 40 QSTs from the 50s, and I'm trying to figure out if there's some sort of rule of thumb. When you hear about a transmitter having an input, what is the general rule of thumb of what the equivalent output is? Or is that a fair question based upon grid voltage and things like that? Back to you.
Well, it depends on what the design is. If it's an amplifier, you have to know what class amplifier it is. If it's an oscillator, you have to kind of know whether it's an operating fundamental, although it probably is for those bands, unless it's VHF. Although the higher HF bands in the 50s often were harmonically done. Jeremy's cheering again. My guess is it's 3-1, Pittsburgh. Oh, dear. Anyway. So, but does that answer your question, sort of? And I would say, in general, 50% is probably a good, just if you had to take a guess. If it's Class C, it's probably going to be as much as 70%. And in certain cases, it could be significantly less than 50%.
Practical question. I have a TS-430S. It's in the book. Specifications show that on sideband DEP is 250 watts. I should basically think that the mandatory, the positive peak on that on L2 will be up to 125, although probably a little less.
Well, that's correct. Was there another station in there? Jim, did you want to say something?
72JK.
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I know in the QRP world, the what they do is they say QRP is 5 watts output, or if you're using input, you're on 10 watts input, you use input as a measurement. But that's the way the rules work. Actually, it's 5 watts output, but they figure you've got to have it. Cool break, you're probably getting about 50% efficiency. You might get more with a, as you mentioned, the Class C amplifier. But that's the way some of the rules work. I don't know that's actually the technical part of it, but that's the way they set those parameters up over.
Exactly. Okay. Well, Peter, I hope that's a good answer to your question. Anybody else have any answers they want to provide, embellishments, if you will? Okay, Peter, back to you.
Okay, thanks, guys. No problem. I just wanted to get sort of like a sense of it. I'll have to do a little more research and figure out what class of transmitter some of these things were, and also go do some more mathematical electronic calculation and be more definitive than that. I have a curiosity about it. Back to net.
KC2QYM. KC2JK with a comment.
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, G4BUE was using input, and the GQRP copy held to the input measurement rather than the output measurement on. And he was using an Argonaut, and I think he had 1 watt input or something like that, and one day he got a hold of a watt meter, and apparently the thing at those low inputs is not too efficient, and he was getting milliwatts of output on the thing and making contacts with it, and much to his amazement. So he was into the, he was down in the milliwatt range. He thought he had a 1 watt output, but or 1 watt input or something, and he was down in the milliwatts of power. And he's actually making contacts with that low amount of power.
Isn't that cool?
All right, very good. All right. Anybody want to embellish on that? Okay, well, thank you, Doc. All right, any other topics, questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR. Okay, just a couple of reminders. Maybe time to keep your antenna connections a little on the loose side, meaning off and away from your radio, all your other connections as well, when you're not going to be around, to disassemble things. There is a flood watch out for this region for the period of tomorrow through tomorrow evening. So be advised of that. It's going to rain a little bit. We're going to get a couple inches of rain tomorrow if the forecast holds. And if you look at the weather map, it looks like just a ton of moisture is coming out of the Gulf and through the southeast and up she comes. So it's going to be quite a soaking that we're going to get. And it's hard to believe the Atlanta area had a drought going until a few months back. Boy, there's Lake Lanier and all those other places are all filled up now. All right, one more go around. Any other questions, comments, confusions? Please check in topics of interest, clarifications, or otherwise just meanderings that people would like to make. This is K2BAR. All righty. Well, y'all be well. Have a great evening. And looks like I'll be mobile for the VHF contest. Doing the rover thing. Wasn't planning on it, but guess I'm doing it now. 7-3 y'all, and have a great evening. I'd like to thank N3CRT, W2JDK, KC2QIM, KC2UWB, KC2QGL, KC2BYB, K2ZO, KC2DSL, WE2R, KC2RSF, KC2SGF, K2AMI, and WA2CAI, and this is W2TTT. Gordon for K2BAR, the voice of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, saying 7-3 and thank you, and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Good evening.